Moving on to the third level of vowels, slide number 18. I like to think of these as third tier vowels. These are the most difficult. These are the ones that occur between the extremes. And you can see them in the boxes there. I, as in the word bit. E, as in bet. A, as in bat. And on the right-hand side, U, as in book. And A, as in bought. These are all very short, abrupt vowels. I, e, a, u, a. And it is for those reasons, for that reason, I think, that they are so difficult for children to produce. On the next slide, 19, the errors that we tend to see is that children usually substitute the nearest vowel they are able to produce, used in place of the vowel they can't produce. So, for example, in the word pig, which has a short I, I, pig, most young children, typically developing, say pig for a long time. A big pig. We went to the zoo and we saw a big pig. And that's actually an E in there. Another example, the word book. Many, many, many young children say book very early when they're saying the word book. These are minor errors that do not interfere with intelligibility too much, but they are important to develop complete intelligibility. Slide 20. The key is to help the child develop two skills simultaneously. He must learn to hear the subtle changes in the sounds he produces while he makes subtle oral position changes. And when it comes to the vowels, we are talking primarily about shifting the jaw slightly lower. I like to start with the vowels at the top of the vowel quadrilateral. What you have there on slide 20 is the vowel quadrilateral now presented in phonetic transcription. So on the left-hand side, we have e, I, a, e, a, and on the right, u, u, o, a, a. I like to start with those high vowels at the top, for example, e, and then train the short vowels off of that. So we practice these kinds of utterances. E, I, e, a, e, a. Yeah, that's starting at the top and then working each vowel down the left-hand column off of that top vowel. I'll do it again. Yeah. And on the right-hand side, we start with oo, and we train each vowel below that off of that oo. So it sounds like this. Oo, 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 oo. Basically, the child has to be able to hit those high vowels on the top and then drop the jaw just subtly, just slightly, in order to make each of the vowel that occurs under it. It's easiest for kids to go from the top all the way down to the bottom when they first start. They might say, yeah, on the left-hand side, or on the right, ooh-ah. And then they can learn to do each diphthong by grading the jaw position lower from top to bottom. Slide 21. This short vowel learning represents the way very young children produce many of their early words. If we combine E with I, we get Y, and yippee is an early word for some children. If we combine E and A, we get Ye. Yay! And then when we transition back to the E, yay! That, of course, is an early word. Yeah, as in yes, or yep. And yeah, as in yeah, of course I'll do whatever it is you want me to do, Mommy. Going down the right-hand side, children go from oo down to each vowel and use words that represent each of those patterns. They say ooh for something interesting and ooh for look, ooh. And they say whoa for whoa and wah for watch me, Mommy, wah, wah. And wah is the way children pretend to cry, wah, wah. Children also transition from E to oo and say ew when something is icky. And they transition from oo back to E to say wee. These result in very early word patterns.